What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program today. Text line, of course, is always open, as it always is, 24-7. The number's 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Go follow me on all the social media platforms, X, Instagram, Facebook, and they're all at Michael D. Brown, Michael D. Brown. Now, if you're on the bad side of Donald Trump, the President of the United States, don't rest easy on a Saturday morning. Don't sleep in. 8 weeks ago, this morning, I woke up expecting to talk about something going on inside the United States Congress. I ended up spending most of the day talking about Venezuela and the capture of Nicolas Maduro, which was executed with stunning military precision. Now, this morning, I had planned to, and probably still will at some point, talk about what's going on in the United States Congress with regard to the SAVE Act. Talk a little bit about immigration, some other things going on. But here I am. Instead, we're going to talk about Operation Epic Fury, which kicked off in the wee hours this morning. It's a joint U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran designed to decapitate the regime. Now, I have to admit, I'm feeling a little ambivalent about the strikes. Reception, as you may expect, is mixed, ranging from people celebrating in the streets of Tehran and others online saying that this attack must be a sign that, oh, the United States will do anything that the Israeli tells them to do. Those Jews control everything. You know, my stance is probably more along the lines of Charlie Kirk's, in that my primary concerns, beyond the military success of any such operation, is that we don't get stuck into a counterinsurgency operation resembling the one fought in Iraq for the better part of a decade. Now, that was mandatory after the fallout of military forces loyal to Saddam Hussein and the de-bathification, if you will, of Iraq, not leaving any bureaucrats in place to run that government. I hope we've learned those lessons. Whether we have or not remains to be seen. So while most of us slept, the United States and Israel launched what President Trump calls major combat operations against the Islamic Republic of Iran. Operation Epic Fury. And at this hour, it is, in the president's own words, as of about 2 o'clock Eastern time this morning in a pre-recorded message, massive and ongoing. So I'm going to break it down because you deserve the full picture. So let's start with not what's going on right now, but let's go back and talk about how do we get here? How do we get to this point? This particular operation marks the most serious escalation since a brief, intense 12-day air war, and I mean solely air war, last June 2025. That earlier conflict, dubbed Operation Midnight Hammer, targeted Iran's nuclear facilities at Natanz, Fordow, and Isfahan. Iran said its program was set back but not destroyed, and they went right back to work, trying to enrich uranium. Then beginning in late December of 2025, massive nationwide anti-government protests erupted in Iran, driven by several factors, an economic crisis, the collapse of their dollar, the rial, and soaring prices. Inflation was, you know, 1,000% or more. It became the largest protest in country since the 1979 revolution. It spread to more than 100 cities. It was across all of the provinces. It was everywhere. And the mullah's response, the ayatollah's response, massacres of protesters. The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency estimated the death toll at 7,000. The Iranian government said it was 3,100. President Trump put the number at 32,000. We probably will never know the full truth because the internet got shut down across the entire country. So negotiations then started back up in February between us and Iran over nuclear and ballistic missile programs, all being mediated by Oman as a so-called, air quote here, neutral territory. They had three rounds of talks in Geneva, and then right up until this morning, Oman's foreign minister said just yesterday that a breakthrough had been reached. Iran had reportedly agreed to never stockpile enriched uranium and to accept full IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Administration, their verification. So the foreign minister said that peace was, quote, within reach. So the United States and Iran concluded their third round of talks in Geneva on Thursday. 2 days later, the bomb started falling. So what is this operation? Today, this morning, at least at 2 o'clock our time when the president released his pre-recorded speech, Israel and the United States launched a joint attack on targets in Tehran, Isfahan, Qom, Karaj, and Kermanshah. Israel called its operation Roaring Lion. The Pentagon named ours Operation Epic Fury. Now, the objectives, stated very clearly by the president in a pre-recorded video released as the strikes began, is this: destroy Iran's missiles, raise their missile industry, obliterate Iran's ballistic missile infrastructure, weaken its naval power, prevent Iran from ever obtaining a nuclear weapon, period. And the fourth objective, the one that changes everything, topple the regime. So Trump called on Iranian civilians to take over the government once the attacks finish. He said, the hour of your freedom is at hand. Now, Trump also called on members of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, the IRGC, to lay down their arms in exchange for immunity, warning that their refusal to lay down their arms would mean certain death. He gave them an out. Flip. Turn sides. Come over to our side. Now, I want to emphasize, this is not a surgical strike like what we saw before. This is a war. A war. We need to call it what it is. It is a war with a political objective. So that's where we are. That's kind of what's going on. But my first question was, what does the military picture look like? What's the size and scope? Because I've heard Trump talk about the largest armada ever has assembled in the Middle East. Washington indeed has assembled a large fleet of fighter jets and warships in the region. It is the most significant military buildup in the Middle East since the Iraq War. For example, the USS Gerald R. Ford carrier strike group joined USS Abraham Lincoln, which had already been operating in the Arabian Sea off the coast of Oman, positioning U.S. naval power within striking distance of Iran. And then the Navy also deployed multiple guided missile destroyers equipped with advanced air defense and ballistic missile interception systems, all of which are capable of launching Tomahawk cruise missiles deep inside Iran. And according to U.S. officials, dozens of U.S. strikes are being carried out by attack planes based at bases all around the Middle East, from one or more of the aircraft carriers. Strikes are being conducted by air and by sea. Israeli military officials confirmed that the United States and Israel had worked jointly for thousands of hours to develop a bank of targets. So now, what's Iran's response? What's the retaliation? That's next. Don't go away.
This month, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Ben Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G coverage. What? Franklin wasn't even a president. Hang on to those Benjamins. Dial #250, say micro, and save 50% off your first month. That's #250, micro, to switch to an American wireless company that's truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to the Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Happy Saturday, everybody. We're at war. Yeah. Nothing like doing your show prep, you know, checking everything before you go to bed last night. Yeah, I think I'll do this, this, and this. Kind of putting your tabs in order, getting everything kind of ready. You wake up this morning and it's kind of like, holy crap, Batman, what's going on? Text lines open 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. So what's been the response so far? Well, the Iranians didn't wait. They launched dozens of ballistic missiles across the entire Middle East, not just at Israel. Yes, they targeted Israel, and they targeted our bases in Jordan, Syria, Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. And then the Houthis, that ragtag group of terrorists down in Yemen, decided that they would resume attacks in the Red Sea. A little footnote here. A little free financial advice, and I'm not a financial advisor. Go fill your car up with gas today. This is kind of like going out to buy toilet paper because there's a snowstorm coming. But I guarantee to you that gas prices are probably going to soar over the next several days. And the longer this goes on, whether there's a supply disruption or not, it's not going to make any difference. Gas prices are going to go up. So you might want to stop at your local gas station and put some gas in your car today. Now, so far, I've been able to find a video that's emerged of a missile strike in the U.S. Navy headquarters in Bahrain. Saudi Arabia's Riyadh and Eastern Province were also targeted. So now they're going after the Saudis. The kingdom called the attacks cowardly and said that the Iranian authorities knew full well that Saudi Arabia had said that it would not permit use of its airspace or territory to target the Iranians. And then Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, told NBC News from Tehran that, quote, almost all officials are safe and sound and alive. We may have lost one or two commanders, but that is not a big problem. I love that. Yeah, we lost a couple of generals, but no big deal. He also said that Iran was willing to talk if we stopped shooting. Might be a little late for that. What do you think? However, Israeli and regional sources report that the Iranian defense minister, Aziz Nasrallah, and the IRGC commander, Mahmoud Papour, were likely killed in the Israeli airstrikes. The battle damage assessments are just ongoing. I heard General Jack Keane this morning on Fox News, who's one of their contributors, talk about how the Israeli intelligence, he described it as exquisite. Exquisite intelligence. I rarely, for those of you who never had to deal with the CIA or the DIA or any of the other NSA like I have, intelligence is generally a mixed bag. It's, you really want to know, the key word is actionable. Is the intelligence actionable? Meaning, is it something we can actually act on? I've never heard it described as exquisite. And he went on to describe how the Israelis had been able to infiltrate the Iranian society. They were able to get videos in talking to citizens and to IRGC members about how they could flip, how they could come over, how they would get protection, how we would help them reestablish. I mean, it is amazing. And then you might wonder, or maybe you don't, but I certainly wondered, why are we striking in the middle of the day? Have you ever thought about that? Because usually you strike at night, in the dark, when you're not quite sure, there's confusion. You know, if you strike power stations, there's no electricity, there's no power, people in the dark, so it causes chaos and confusion. Why would you strike during the day? I think it goes to the exquisite intelligence. Now, I don't know this for a fact, so, and we're, you know, all the early reports in any disaster, in any battle, are usually anywhere between 99 and 100% wrong. But the rumor is that we struck this morning during day, or our morning, but their evening, but still during daylight, because we knew that the leadership of the mullahs was gathering in one place. And whether that's true or not, I don't know. But it makes sense for doing a strike during the day. There's also new satellite imagery that's captured by Airbus, of all things, that shows multiple structures within a secure Tehran compound, widely understood to be the official residence and the administrative compound of Supreme Leader Khamenei, that looked to be heavily damaged or destroyed. Khamenei himself, His whereabouts have been unclear for weeks. There have been conflicting reports. Iran's foreign minister says he is alive, as far as I know. As far as I know. Not exactly an overwhelming vote of confidence, right? But have you ever thought about the chessboard? Because I want to give you a little perspective about how Trump set this up. Here's what I want you to understand. This attack obviously did not happen in a vacuum. The Trump administration has been methodically moving pieces on a global worldwide chessboard for months. We've talked about some of them. Let's kind of work our way backwards a little bit. Let's go back to January 3rd. Almost 2 months ago, Venezuela, in an operation called Absolute Resolve, U.S. forces raided Caracas, toppled Nicolas Maduro, brought him to New York to face drug and arms trafficking charges. Now, what does that have to do with the Iranians? Because China buys most of Venezuela's oil. So that operation cut off a major source of cheap foreign oil for Beijing. And critically, neither Russia nor China intervened to defend their ally Venezuela when we acted. That sent a message to every country in the world watching, and especially to Tehran, that Moscow and Beijing cannot protect you. Now, the Venezuela operation also had a military intelligence dividend, because the Iranians had supplied drones and weapon systems to the Venezuelans, to Maduro. Those Iranian drone designs, the same Mahir 6 systems that Russia used in Ukraine, were present at Venezuelan air bases. So we took those systems, studied them, jammed them, destroyed them. Think of Venezuela as a live fire test of the exact weapons that Iran would use in retaliation against our strikes. Think about Russia. Russia doesn't have the budget. Russia doesn't have the bandwidth at all to keep supplying the Iranians. Much of Iran's air defense arsenal is based on Russian and Chinese systems, or Iranian knockoffs of those systems. Russia's foreign minister warned against strikes on Iran, but as Brookings Institute noted, Russian inaction following last June's airstrike on the Iranian nuclear facilities replicated exactly what happened in Venezuela. So when push comes to shove, Russia does nothing but issue a bunch of press releases. Ukraine's President Zelensky put it perfectly this morning. Quote, of course he has a self-interest in this too. Whenever there is American resolve, he said, global criminals weaken. This understanding must also come to the Russians. And then, of course, then there's China. Beijing condemned the Venezuela operation. They called it a clear violation of international law, which I always find hilarious. When all these little tin-horn dictators like Xi Jinping talk, you know, oh, it's a clear violation of international law, something they do every single day of their lives. And then China said it was deeply shocked, deeply shocked. But China did nothing. Over at the Center for the Strategic Institute of War, they had something interesting to say. That's coming up next. Don't go away.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
I'm Chris Pierce, founder and CEO of Orderly Meds. I want to talk to you for a second, just person to person. If you've been thinking about taking better care of yourself, the easiest way to get started is to visit loseweightnow.co. That's where people begin their journey with Orderly Meds. Because life gets busy. Work, family, stress, and taking care of yourself is usually what gets pushed to the bottom of the list. That's what happened to me. That's why I created Orderly Meds, to be simple, supportive, and designed for real life, not perfect schedules. I use our program myself because it actually fits into my life. And here's the truth. The hardest part isn't taking the medication. It's deciding to say, I'm going to take care of myself now. Visit loseweightnow.co. You can complete your visit in minutes, not hours. No waiting room, no confusing process. So if you've been putting this off, Start today at loseweightnow.co.
Individual results may vary. Visit loseweightnow.co for more information. That's loseweightnow.co.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center, in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Roundtable Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the friendly oil change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Get ready for another wild event at the Cascade Theater when Peter Gross of Wild Kingdom returns Friday, March 8th. The star of Wild Kingdom shares his exciting animal world with a mix of video clips and bloopers and introduces friendly exotic animals to the audience while telling inspirational stories of conservation, travel, and wildlife filming. Turtle Bay Exploration Park will also be there with their own surprises. Peter Gross, March 8th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Battle Creek Bridge crosses Battle Creek on Jellies Ferry Road. The north side of the bridge is in Shasta County, and the south side is in Tehama County. It was built in 1911, is 152 feet long, and was engineered by Robert L. Reading, son of Major Reading. In 1984, a new bridge was built on its east side because it was too narrow, load-limited, and posted for less than current legal loads. The old bridge was left in place and today is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Set up this morning on our battle with the Israelis against the mullahs in Iran, and we're walking through kind of what's happened so far, and right now we're walking through the chessboard and how Trump set this up. I find that, I find the part of how he set it up most amazing, because it shows an incredible strategic mind on the part of Trump's advisors, and for that matter, for Trump himself, about let's start these negotiations. Let's drag the negotiations out. But in the meantime, let's make all these maneuvers other places in the world. So if and when we do strike the Iranians, we'll have certain things in place. So that's what we're going through right now, is the chessboard. And the first thing I pointed out was Venezuela, kind of working our way backwards. And Venezuela gave us incredible intelligence about the Iranian drones, because the drones that we seized in Caracas, well, throughout Venezuela, manufactured by the Russians and some by the Chinese, were able to reverse engineer them, destroy a bunch of them, understand how to, counteract them, and it gave us incredible intelligence. But it also showed that China and the Russians weren't willing to lift a finger to do anything about what we did in our own hemisphere. Didn't lift a finger to help Maduro, or for that matter, anything at all. And it also cut off the lifeblood to the Chinese Communist Party, and that is the cheap Venezuelan oil. Then we get to Russia, and it's obviously that Russia doesn't have the bandwidth, or the budget for that matter, to keep supplying the terrorists in Tehran. Now we're going through China. And CSIS put it bluntly, many countries are seeing that Russia and China cannot protect them. Those alliances have severe limitations. So with Venezuela neutralized, and the Iranians are now under assault, China now loses two major discount oil sources. And now they have to watch their so-called axis of resistance start to crumble. All while Xi Jinping has got to recalculate whether his military is actually ready to challenge the United States over Taiwan or not. He may think this is a good time to make a move, but he doesn't necessarily have the energy to keep his military operating. So, in essence, the Trump administration spent months making sure that if and when this moment came, our adversaries were overextended, distracted, depleted, and somewhat isolated. But let's go to our allies. Let's talk about the Europeans for a moment. Good grief. Driving into the studio this morning, I heard Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister of Great Britain. If you're a Brit, and somehow you're listening to this program either because you listen to the podcast or you're a part of the diaspora of Brits in this country, you need a new leader badly. What a weak guy. Anyway, the leaders of France, Germany, and the UK jointly said that they did not participate in these strikes. Oh, okay. What are you doing? You trying to tell the mullahs, hey, don't shoot at us. We didn't do anything. They threw up the white flag immediately. And then they did reiterate their concerns about Iran's nuclear program. And they, of course, they condemned the regime's violence against its own people, but they stopped short of supporting the operation, of even saying, we're not a part of it, but we wish you well. Macron, the French president, called the strikes an outbreak of war that carries serious consequences for international peace and security, and called for an urgent UN Security Council meeting. Typical European. Yep, that was damn Americans, that saved our asses back in World War II. They're at it again. Let's have a meeting. Canada's Prime Minister Carney, he actually took a different tone, supporting, quote, the United States acting to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. Wow, good for him. Well, I guess if you're the next door neighbor to, a guy that many people in the world see as a nut job, they kind of like used to call Ronald Reagan crazy. They probably look at Donald Trump and think he's crazy too. So if you live next door, and of course the Mexicans are probably, they're too busy trying to fight the cartels right now. So we don't have to worry about our neighbors. But the mediator in Oman that was brokering the Geneva talks said he was dismayed, saying that active and serious negotiations have yet again been undermined. He's kind of like Baghdad Bob. Just say anything. Like, oh, man, oh, yeah. And leave us alone because we were neutral. And by the way, if you look at where the missiles have struck elsewhere in the Middle East, yes, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, everywhere except Oman. Now, Russia and China did condemn the strikes as an illegal aggression, which I find hilarious. Vladimir Putin is calling our aggression illegal? Well, that's to be expected. And former President Medvedev posted online with a bitter sarcasm, the talks with Iran were just a cover. Everyone knew that. No, I actually disagree with that. I think the talks were genuine, but I also think they were realistic. And when in the past almost five decades have the Iranians ever kept their word? Now, let's go to the experts. The vice president said previously that any operation will not be protracted. Netanyahu said it will last as long as needed. Anonymous U.S. officials told CNN the United States is planning for several days of attacks. And then let's go to the Atlantic Council. Not exactly a bastion of right-wing conservatism. They do have veterans of the Israeli Defense Intelligence on their boards and in their programs. They're sounding a note of caution. The central question remains unresolved. What's the end game? They want to know, can external military pressure realistically produce internal change in Iran when the regime has operated for 47 years under the disciplined control of the IRGC? To which I would say, well, why do you think that all of these efforts by the Mossad before the attacks were put in place to try to identify or to try to at least communicate to members of the IRGC, hey, if and when we decide to blow the crap out of you, if you want to surrender or you want to come over to our side, we'll welcome you. And even the president said in his public address, we'll grant you immunity. So we'll find out just how disciplined the IRGC is. Now, one expert warns that the greatest danger is a prolonged campaign that fails to produce dramatic internal change and lacks a clearly defined termination mechanism, which would result in an open-ended conflict with no visible conclusion on the horizon, again from the Atlantic Council. Well, yes, that is true. But there's a counter-argument. Iran entered 2026 amid nationwide protests, economic collapse. I don't think Americans understand that the breadth of economic pain, a water crisis, fresh water, many of them lack fresh water, and the regime's brutal reaction, killing thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of protesters, makes this moment unique among the history of Iranian protests since the revolution in 1979. Another analyst offered this historical comparison. The 1979 revolution took a year to unfold. This iteration of protest should be viewed as the start of a new era, not another failure to bring change. Going back to the Atlantic Council, Alex Plitzis, an expert on military programs, warns that Iran could be deliberately holding some of its missiles in reserve. Iran may be absorbing the first blow, protecting its most capable retaliation for later. You think we're not doing the same thing? Of course we're doing exactly the same thing. We're not going to just blow our wad the first time through and then not expect some sort of blowback. I can't imagine that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Raging Cajun Dan Kane, I can't imagine that he did not advise the president that there would be blowback. Anybody in the right mind who go back to the 12-day war, there was blowback. So I think we were prepared for that. The question is now, how long will we wait until we go through the second wave? And then I think this question is probably the biggest question of all. Now, the Saudis, the Kuwaitis, the Emiratis, they all are going to sit quietly. But if the Iranians continue to attack American bases on their soil, and there's any spillover whatsoever into Saudi territory, Kuwait territory, Emirati territory, they may at some point decide they're going to strike back too. Because as much as they have to keep the peace among themselves, and as much as they try to keep their kingdoms together, they also know that this is a pimple on the face of the Middle East, and that the Iranians have always been the cause of trouble even for them. So they may sit quietly. They've already, you know, negotiated participating in the Abraham Accords. All of that was part of the strategic maneuver that Trump did prior to this action taking place. And the Iranians may make the mistake of just pushing the other Middle Eastern countries over the edge. And if they do, get ready. So then what's last? The Iranian people themselves and the diaspora. Let's talk about that next. I'll be right back.
When was the last time you watched your home movies?
Disasters strike unexpectedly. Every year, American families lose the one thing they'd run back into a burning building for: their family's memories. Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Adam. We started Legacy Box to help save your family's most important recorded moments so you don't have to worry.
Load Legacy Box with your old movies, film reels, and shoeboxes of photos.
We work our digitizing magic, converting those memories right to the cloud so they're safe and accessible forever.
It's fast, we always send your originals back, and it's done right here in the USA.
Over a million families have trusted Legacy Box. Better Homes and Garden, Real Simple, and Inc. Magazine are all talking about Legacy Box.
New York Times columnist David Pogue says, "Have them digitized. I wish I'd done it sooner." Take action. Save your family's memories today with Legacy Box.
Go to legacybox.com/keepsake to get an incredible 50% off your Legacy Box. That's legacybox.com/keepsake for 50% off while supplies last. Legacybox.com/keepsake.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Battle Creek Bridge crosses Battle Creek on Gillies Ferry Road. The north side of the bridge is in Shasta County and the south side is in Tehama County. It was built in 1911, is 152 feet long, and was engineered by Robert L. Reading, son of Major Reading. In 1984, a new bridge was built on its east side because it was too narrow, load-limited, and posted for less than current legal loads. The old bridge was left in place and today is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Battle Creek Bridge crosses Battle Creek on Gillies Ferry Road. The north side of the bridge is in Shasta County and the south side is in Tehama County. It was built in 1911, is 152 feet long, and was engineered by Robert L. Reading, son of Major Reading. In 1984, a new bridge was built on its east side because it was too narrow, load-limited, and posted for less than current legal loads. The old bridge was left in place and today is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family.
Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about this strike on Iran this morning by both a joint attack by Israel and the United States. This is the part of the story that I think the cabal, the mainstream, the dominant media, is going to underplay. But I think it's the one that matters enormously. And that's the Iranian people themselves, both in country and in the diaspora. Inside Iran, videos on social media show cars jamming Tehran streets as people are trying to flee. But also, jubilation among some Iranians, chants of freedom in Tehran videos that are already circulating on social media. The diaspora has been screaming this for months. On Valentine's Day alone, 250,000 people rallied in Munich. It was the largest Iranian-focused demonstration in European history, while 350,000 gathered in both Toronto and Los Angeles. The Crown Prince, Reza Pahlavi, son of the late Shah, and probably the most prominent opposition leader, urged Iranians to prepare to resume protests as the Islamic Republic collapses. He called on the military and the security forces to change sides, to side with the public. He described our interaction, our intervention, as a humanitarian intervention. He warned citizens to stay home for now, saying he would announce the appropriate time to return to the streets for final action. His words, quote, "We are very close to final victory." Now, one Iranian-American writing in the Star Tribune before today's strikes put it this way. The people of Iran want a secular and non-Islamic regime. We want to rejoin the global community. We do not want our allies to be Hamas, Hezbollah, or North Korea. We want our young people to work for Google in Tehran and help shape the AI revolution. So that's who we're fighting for, not just for American security, but for the Iranian people themselves. I happen to listen to one woman who's been a part of the diaspora for all of her life. She came to this country, she got to this country 7 years after the revolution. And I heard her talking about what her mother had told her life was like under the Shah. That it wasn't perfect, that he did some bad things, but yet they had a modern life, well educated, a thriving economy. Their allies were members of Western civilization. They knew they could travel, they could grow, they could become experts in whatever field they chose to become experts in. They could get whatever kind of education they wanted. They could travel freely. They could trade. They could engage in commerce. They could own their businesses. They could do any number of things. They had freedom. Maybe not to the extent that we have in this country, but they had freedom, albeit under a monarch, and not exactly the perfect monarch either. He's not exactly a laid-back King Charles. And I think that's the test that the exiled crown prince is going to have to pass. And so far, at least today, he's saying all the right things. When he tells people that this is our moment and that we have to see this as a humanitarian intervention and that he wanted everybody to stay home for now and that he would announce the appropriate time to return to the streets for final action and that we are very close to final victory, he's indicating to them there is at least somebody, and he's made clear that he would be interim, that he would come in and he would take power for an intervening period of time, that he would hold free and fair elections. He would let them slowly return back to democracy. And I want to believe him. I want him to have seen what happened to his father, the Shah. I want him to have, over the time that he's grown up and lived most of his life in this country, to realize how a Republican form of government actually operates. And so I want him to be able to organize not just the people in country, but the diaspora also. All of those in Munich, in Los Angeles, in Toronto, all over the world, who would go back because they've got chemical engineering degrees. They've got law degrees. They've got medical degrees. They have trades. They have businesses. They have entrepreneurship. They want to do all of those things. This could, and I'm not trying to downplay the risks. The risks are horrible. Yes, I know. I've already heard mention of World War III. Mike Benz on X has already gone off the deep end. Oh, my gosh, we're in World War III. And I've heard just the opposite. That this is going to be perfect. Oh, this is going to be short-lived. It's just going to be maybe a week or two at the most. And, you know, the crown prince will return, and everything will be glorious, and everything will be hunky-dory. Well, those are the two extremes. I'd be happy for anything in between that gets rid of the mullahs and destroys the mullahs and the Islamic regime as the world's largest, most prolific sponsor of terrorism around the world. And when you think of the strategic moves, the chess moves, if you will, that Trump undertook before we got to this point, you got to give Trump credit. Maybe not for himself. I'm sure he does have a strategic mind, being a businessman. But he has put in place the kind of people under him that think strategically, that think if we move this pawn, what happens over here to this rook? If we move the queen here, what happens? He's playing global strategic chess. All the while watching our two main adversaries, Russia and China. And he knows that ultimately, particularly at this very moment, our most dangerous enemy is China. And he's made the kind of moves that has made Xi Jinping stop and pause. Xi Jinping realizes he's lost his lifeline of cheap energy. And so he's going to be reticent to do anything. Now all we have to do is just wait and watch. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Ready to feel healthy this year? Find everything you need at LoseWeightNow.co. Orderly Meds gives you access to proven GLP-1 medications at a lower cost, backed by real medical professionals. And yes, they ship in discreet private packaging because it's nobody's business how you're improving yourself. And your journey deserves dignity, privacy, and confidence. Get started today at LoseWeightNow.co. Individual results may vary. Visit LoseWeightNow.co and get started today. That's LoseWeightNow.co.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. and Israel have launched military strikes against Iran.
The United States military began major combat operations in Iran.
President Trump announced the military action after weeks of a U.S. military buildup in the region and the failure of recent nuclear talks. In a video statement, he called on the Iranian people to seize control of their country from the Islamic regime.
When we are finished, take over your government. It will be yours to take. This will be probably your only chance for generations.
The president also warned of possible American casualties during the combat operations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Julie Walker reports European leaders are calling for the resumption of U.S.-Iran negotiations.
Britain, France, and Germany calling for a resumption of U.S.-Iran negotiations and condemning Iranian attacks on countries in the region. They did not comment on Saturday's U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran. Leaders weighing their opposition to Iran's nuclear program against fears that unilateral action breaks international law.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon is cutting ties with a number of institutions of higher learning because they appear to be undermining military values when students go there.
The Pentagon will forbid members of the military from attending Columbia, Yale, Brown, and other universities starting next school year amid a campaign to cut ties with institutions that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth called factories of anti-American resentment. Hegseth announced the policy in a video posted to social media Friday, 3 weeks after he said the military was cutting ties with Harvard University. Hegseth said the universities have been breeding grounds of toxic indoctrination that undermine military values. I'm Julie Walker.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. Do you feel stupid for buying a timeshare? Don't. It's not your fault. You were most likely told you could rent it, and it was a great financial investment. And the deal was available today only. If this happened to you, contact your resort or Wesley Financial Group for help today.
Call Wesley now for your free exit information kit. 800-242-3131. 800-242-3131.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Something was lost in translation.
Callers to Washington State's driver's license agency who select automated service in Spanish have instead been hearing an AI voice speaking English with a strong Spanish accent. The voice slipped Spanish numbers into key phrases. A recording of the odd-sounding accent drew attention on social media, and one person described the experience as hilarious, absurd, and like a scene out of Parks and Recreation. The Department of Licensing has apologized and says it fixed the problem. Keith Peters reporting.
Should marijuana users be able to own guns? That's what's at issue in a case being argued before the Supreme Court on Monday. The case creates some unusual alliances. Gun control groups are aligned with the Trump administration in arguing to uphold a law that bars people who regularly use marijuana from legally owning guns. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Another big company is pulling up stakes in California. Here's correspondent Bill Alexander.
Public Storage, which is the largest self-storage company in the United States, announced it will be moving its corporate headquarters to Frisco, Texas. The company was founded in California in 1972 and has been based in Glendale, a Los Angeles suburb. Public Storage said it is moving to take advantage of the depth of talent and innovation in the Frisco market.
Conservatives suggest California's high taxes, gas prices, and underperforming schools also played a role. Republican Congressman John James of Michigan is co-sponsoring a bill aimed at bringing transparency to U.S. healthcare.
It's going to give patients the control of what they do with their money and make the decisions about what they do with their lives. This is going to lower healthcare debt. This is going to increase quality of care. This is going to decrease prices. And it's going to hold these multi-billion dollar conglomerates accountable.
More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program today. Text line, as usual, is always open. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So whether you're listening podcast or delayed, you can always send me a text message. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. The number is 33103, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. And then go follow me on the social media platforms, Facebook, X, Instagram. They're all at Michael D. Brown, at Michael D. Brown. And then I would remind you that if you like what we do on the weekend, you can also, on your iHeart app, listen to me Monday through Friday. On that iHeart app, just look for this station. Call letters are KOA, KOA. It's at 850 on the AM dial, 94.1 on the FM dial. Set that as a preset, and you can stream and listen to me live Monday through Friday from 9 to noon Mountain Time, 9 to noon Mountain Time. So I want to break this hour up into two segments. The last half, I want to go back up. I want to go do an update on what I'm able to find out. I've texted a few friends in D.C. to find out what they know, and I'll wait for them to reply. We'll come back and talk about that in the last half hour. But in the first half hour, I want to talk about propaganda for a moment, because the propaganda is going to start flying everywhere. And I guess this is a friendly reminder that everything happening is kind of interrelated. Because the rancid propaganda that's flying all across the media, the legacy media, the cabal, the new media, social media, the podcast media, all amid this mounting war in the Middle East, the goal is the same. To confuse everybody, to inflame our emotions, and to inflame our fears. Tucker Carlson, Glenn Greenwald, they're blaming everything on Israel. Because of course they are. That's what they always do. And as I said last hour, normally cool-headed Mike Benz over on X, an ex-intelligence officer, is screaming that this is the start of World War III. And the Iranian regime is promising to teach the great Satan a lesson that it's never going to forget. Even as the video emerges that the Ayatollah's compound, its offices, and all the other known hideouts have already been obliterated, and rumors are flying that he's dead, even while Baghdad Bob, the Iranian foreign minister, the Oman foreign minister denies that, we really don't know where he is right now. And Trump's own eight minute video is itself a masterpiece of propaganda. but it details Iran's 47-year-long history as the world's major funder and instigator of Islamic terrorism. It's important to remember that effective propaganda is not necessarily false. In fact, I think whoever in whatever agency, they probably all had a hand in this. But some of the lines are pretty brilliant.
Finally, to the great proud people of Iran, I say tonight that the hour of your freedom is at hand. Stay sheltered. Don't leave your home. It's very dangerous outside. Bombs will be dropping everywhere. When we are finished, take over your government. It will be yours to take. This will be probably your only chance for generations. For many years, you have asked for America's help, but you never got it. No president was willing to do what I am willing to do tonight. Now you have a president who is giving you what you want. So let's see how you respond. Is backing you with overwhelming strength and devastating force. Now is the time to seize control of your destiny and to unleash the prosperous and glorious future that is close within your reach. This is the moment for action. Do not let it pass. May God bless the brave men and women of America's armed forces. May God bless the United States of America. May God bless you all.
Very well done. Very well done. But it wasn't just to the Iranian people that he spoke. He also spoke to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard.
To the members of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, the armed forces, and all of the police, I say tonight that you must lay down your weapons and have complete immunity, or in the alternative, face certain death. So, lay down your arms. You will be treated fairly with total immunity, or you will face certain death.
Wow. Well, that's kind of drawing the line in the sand, isn't it? It's actually kind of nice to hear a president speak like this. But he spoke to us also.
My administration has taken every possible step to minimize the risk to U.S. personnel in the region. Even so, and I do not make this statement lightly, the Iranian regime seeks to kill. The lives of courageous American heroes may be lost, and we may have casualties. That often happens in war. But we're doing this not for now. We're doing this for the future, and it is a noble mission. We pray for every service member as they selflessly risk their lives to ensure that Americans and our children will never be threatened by a nuclear-armed Iran. We ask God to protect all of our heroes in harm's way, and we trust that, with his help, the men and women of the armed forces will prevail. We have the greatest in the world, and they will prevail.
Very well spoken. He addresses everyone. Then,
this regime will soon learn that no one should challenge the strength and might of the United States Armed Forces. I built and rebuilt our military in my first administration, and there is no military on earth even close to its power, strength, or sophistication.
You look now, and you look back on Venezuela, you look at the Abraham Accord, started in the first administration, and their continued effort now. You look at the other wars that he has settled, although Russia-Ukraine still remains a problem. Intractable, I think. But he's pointing out that, you really should not challenge us. Peace through strength. And, of course, announcing that we're undertaking one of the largest efforts in modern history.
Just imagine how emboldened this regime would be if they ever had and actually were armed with nuclear weapons as a means to deliver their message. For these reasons, the United States military is undertaking a massive and ongoing operation to prevent this very wicked, radical dictatorship from threatening America and our core national security interests. We are going to destroy their missiles and raise their missile industry to the ground. It will be totally, again, obliterated. We're going to annihilate their Navy. We're going to ensure that the region's terrorist proxies can no longer destabilize the region or the world and attack our forces and no longer use their IEDs or roadside bombs, as they are sometimes called, to so gravely wound and kill thousands and thousands of people, including many Americans. And we will ensure that Iran does not obtain a nuclear weapon.
Period. Period. This is probably a good time to remind you of what I've kind of talked about over the past few months. Everything that we see Trump doing on the global stage right now, it's all interrelated, and it all has to do with China. From Venezuela to the Panama Canal to Cuba to Canada to Mexico to Greenland to the EU to the UK tariff policy to energy policy, every action this administration takes on behalf of you and me is being taken with a single goal in mind, and that is to stop Chinese hegemony in its tracks. Now think about it. In the wakes of the collapse of the Soviet Union and Russia's decline into a mid-level power, China has emerged as the lone rising global power, rivaling the United States on the global stage. And we have remained restrained and even encouraged China's growth so long as it voluntarily limited its influence to Asia and not far beyond. But that changed. I'll explain why next.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9871. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-9871. That's 800-575-9871. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Battle Creek Bridge crosses Battle Creek on Jellies Ferry Road. The north side of the bridge is in Shasta County, and the south side is in Tehama County. It was built in 1911, is 152 feet long, and was engineered by Robert L. Reading, son of Major Reading. In 1984, a new bridge was built on its east side because it was too narrow, load-limited, and posted for less than current legal loads. The old bridge was left in place and today is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I was just thinking about how, you know, as I go through these, one of the things I do for my producer out in L.A. that I do for Michael is I put together, you know, what are we going to call this segment on the podcast? And I decided I'm going to title it this: Beware the Propaganda as Operation Epic Fury Unfolds. A few of you on the text line have noted, let me pull it up real quickly. President Trump, don't squander this opportunity, says 1713. I agree. But let's see. 7168. Mike, I had nothing to do with the Iran BS. My thoughts at this point, with all the corruption and BS, my effing own communist globalist evil effing full of, you know what, blah, blah, blah. Well, then you kidnapped my son. I don't know. Get some help. And I'm not the one to do it. 1713. Geopolitically, this could be as consequential as defeating the Third Reich. Exactly. I like this. 9823. You know, they need to change the name of your show to Surprise Saturday. Yeah, it's beginning to feel like this. 3047, Michael, I just saw a report that debris from an Iranian missile struck a hotel in Dubai. It's on fire. How involved will the UAE be? Well, I saw the same video, but guess what they said to me? It said that an Iranian missile had struck, not debris, but they had targeted that hotel in Dubai. And then 4467 says, well, hey, Michael, the weekday host, or in the studio at Fox, Dana and Bill, for example. Yeah, when I left, Brett Baer was on. That's how serious this is. This can go really well, and it can go really bad. And that's what I'm actually trying to prepare you for. But I hope I'm helping you understand why and why now. As I said before the break, Venezuela, Panama Canal, Cuba, Canada, Mexico, Greenland, the EU, tariff policies, everything has a single goal in this administration's mind. Halt Chinese hegemony in its tracks. Stop China from becoming the world's superpower. We want to remain the world's superpower, have the world's reserve currency. We want to be the center of Western civilization. It's the only way the world's going to survive and not fall into darkness. Into the darkness of tyranny. So think about this. In the wake of the collapse of the Soviet Union and Russia's decline into a mid-level power, China alone emerged as a rising global power that could rival us on a global stage. Yet we have remained restrained, and at times we have even encouraged China's growth. We just, you know, hey, be careful, don't step out of line. Don't do anything with Taiwan. Yeah, you can fly around and do your little military exercises, But we ignore, because most Americans are unaware of what China's doing in the South China Sea or the influence that it has in South Korea. No, I didn't say North Korea. I said South Korea. If you understood what was going on in South Korea right now, you'd scare the bejesus out of you. And the one place that post-World War II said it would never turn into a defensive nation, or an offensive nation, I should say, Japan, their new prime minister has finally said, it's time for us to enter global Western civilization. And we have to build up our military, because they too see China as a threat to their culture, their way of life, their economy, everything. So both Obama and Biden, they both allowed Xi Jinping to expand his Communist Party's influence throughout the Western Hemisphere, unimpeded since 2009. And then Trump inherited this perilous situation when he took the oath of office in January of this past year. Think about this. Iran's chief sponsor, China. Venezuela's chief sponsor, China. Cuba's chief sponsor, China. The supplier of fentanyl poison to cartels in Mexico, Central America, South America, China. Owner of the major ports at either end of the Panama Canal, China. China's major suppliers are discounted crude oil, cheap oil that fuels their economy, Venezuela and Iran. And then even more recently, China made known its designs on Greenland and worked with that stooge Mark Carney on a major economic deal with Canada. China has also made major inroads into the economies of the EU and the UK in recent years, because those governments had themselves slid into a hybrid form of authoritarian communist government structures. So I think it's been transparently obvious since at least August that Trump made the decision with his senior advisors to move quickly, to do everything he can during his limited time to force China out of the Western Hemisphere to the maximum extent possible, to hamstring China's economy by denying it the cheap crude oil it needs from its two major sources, to end Iran's nuclear ambitions and the hundreds of millions of dollars it has spent annually sponsoring Islamic terrorism all around the world, as a side benefit. So you see, it's all interrelated and is focused on a single overarching goal. So as you witness every Democrat figure, with the exception of John Fetterman, who came out today and said, I heard him talking on the radio, driving in the studio, about how he totally supports the president. He doesn't understand why anybody wouldn't support this. So you got every other major Democrat figure, every media talking head, all the dummy influencers like Tucker Carlson and Glenn Greenwald lashing out at Trump and Israel today. Remember this. Every truly great president in American history was broadly controversial and hated during his time in office. Why? Because great presidents are the men who do not shy away from making the hard decisions that you must make to protect America's interest. And that's what Trump is doing right now. Making the hard decisions needed to clean up the enormous mess of the world made by all the weak-kneed mediocrities who held the office after Ronald Reagan. That's it. That's what's going on right now. And we need to pay close attention to that, because what we've got to recognize is that all of this is part of a plan. All of this are strategic moves on a global chessboard. And our enemies and our allies are watching. And this is how America reasserts itself. We closed our borders. We're deporting the criminals. We've said no more. We're trying to slow down government spending, but Trump and Congress seem incapable of doing that. We're trying to turn the economy around, and we're trying to reclaim foreign policy. Hang on to your belts. Here we go.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
What goes better with a meal? bacon. At Heartland Steak Co., they take their bacon seriously. From their double smoked hickory to their honey jalapeno, which brings sweet and spicy together for the perfect combination, to their all new bacon flavors like whiskey peppercorn with its smoky richness, to their applewood double smoked bacon that's smoked over real applewood chips, to their all new maple bourbon bacon, which brings out the subtle notes of maple and bourbon for a rich taste. Heartland Steak Co. has your bacon and USDA Midwestern beef ready to ship and delivered straight to your door. Don't wait. Order today for yourself, a friend, or anyone who loves that true Midwest taste. Ordering is easy at heartlandsteakco.com. And right now, when you spend $199.99 or more, you'll get free shipping plus 2 pounds of bacon with promo code BACON. Go and get your bacon from heartlandsteakco.com. That's heartlandsteakco.com, promo code BACON. Taste the Heartland difference.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style.
Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash.
Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin
and live band The Freshmakers.
Stay for a delicious buffet.
Don't miss out.
Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats.
Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play.
Must be 21 and over.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Be sure and subscribe to our podcast on your podcast app, whichever one you use. Doesn't make any difference. Just search for the title of this program, The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit that subscribe button. Leave a five-star review to help us in the algorithm to build us better, higher up in the ratings. And then that will download for you all 5 days of the weekday program, plus the weekend program. So on your podcast app, go subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. All right, so things have moved significantly in the last hour and a half or so. Here's what's new. So a second wave has been confirmed. Israel has launched a second wave of strikes. This time they targeted missile launchers and aerial defense systems in the central part of the country. Now this is critical because the first wave ostensibly went after leadership and the nuclear infrastructure. The second wave seems to be methodically dismantling the Iranian ability to shoot back. So that's no longer a punitive raid. That's actually a campaign. And before and after imagery shows that the compound, Khamenei's compound, the supreme leader, including his residence, all the administrative buildings near Tehran University, have been reduced to smoke and rubble. Yet we still don't have confirmation of whether Khamenei was there when the missiles hit. Now, one Reuters source says that Khamenei is not in Tehran and has been transferred to a secure location. Now, I found the Reuters report kind of interesting because he's not in Tehran, but they don't say that he's even still in the country. Could he have already escaped? Has he gone into exile? Now, the foreign minister, of course, says he's alive as far as I know. Well, that's not exactly a ringing endorsement of certainty from somebody sitting in the middle of a war. Yeah, the Ayatollah is still alive as far as I know. That says that, one, you don't know, and that you're the foreign minister and you probably should know. Or you're just BSing us. Now, here's what the Israeli military has confirmed. Israel targeted three sites where senior Iranian officials were gathering, and several senior figures essential to the management of the campaign and the regime's governance were eliminated. They won't say who, because the battle damage assessments as of last hour and of this hour are still ongoing. And now let's get to the retaliation. It was wider than I first read about in the first hour. The scope of the Iranian counterattack keeps expanding. Now, hold on, because I'm going to tell you something in a minute that is both fascinating, shows how things have changed, and can be downright scary, too. But I'll get to that in just 1 second. The scope of the Iranian counterattack, they fired roughly 40 ballistic missiles toward Israel by mid-afternoon local time. Some slight injuries were reported. A fire broke out in the upscale Palm Jumeirah area of Dubai. It's unclear whether that was a direct impact or somebody saw on the text line debris. In Abu Dhabi, one person described as an Asian national was killed by shrapnel from an intercepted Iranian missile that obviously was targeting Dubai. Now, it's not just the missiles. Kuwait International Airport was hit by a drone, caused minor injuries to airport employees, some damages to Terminal 1. International air travel throughout the region, for all practical purposes, is shut down right now. Now, there's been a reported strike on a girls' school in Manab in southern Iran. That's going to be a major story. Casualty figures are changing. They have been changing ever since I came on air. Iranian state media is now reporting at least 57 people killed there and dozens wounded. And CNN has geolocated the site, reported it sits about 200 feet from an Iranian military base. 200 feet? That's like next door. Now, CENTCOM says it's going to look into it. Now, that's the kind of incident that, regardless of military justification, is going to be a propaganda gift for the Iranian regime and a pressure point for European allies who are already, you know, wringing their hands about this operation. And so far, as of this hour, no reported American casualties. Now, officials confirm there is damage to infrastructure near a Navy base in the center of Bahrain. But it's not yet clear whether the damage is on the base itself. The president acknowledged this morning that American lives could be lost. That often happens in war, he said. So keep an eye on that. Because the moment we take our first casualty, the political calculus in Washington changes instantly. That's how, I don't want any Americans to die in this. I don't want any civilians to die in this, Iranian or otherwise. Do I want the mullahs and the Ayatollah terminated, exterminated? Damn right I do. I really do. But let's go to that first American casualty. Trump's right that all casualties often happen in war. And it doesn't necessarily even happen to happen in combat. But have we become so weak, so risk averse, that that first casualty will change the calculus? We can't let that happen, because once you jump in, once you jump into the deep end of the diving pool, you got to go. You got to go. Which brings me to Congress. I would describe Congress as supportive, dividing, and already rattling their sabers. Here's the domestic wild card that nobody's fully focused on yet. Congress, the Gang of Eight, Congress was notified before the strikes, as required by law. But the notifications mentioned ballistic missiles. It did not indicate the strikes would be this expansive or the goals this broad, at least according to one person familiar with the notification. In other words, they got the minimum legal heads up. I don't think they got a full briefing on regime change as an objective. So the White House appears to right now be scrambling to arrange full Senate and House member briefings. The Gang of Eight, as I said, was briefed. The Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, reached 7 of the 8 members before the strikes began. So the political split is going to be fascinating. It's going to be worth watching. Thomas Massie already called this an act of war that was unauthorized by Congress. Democrat Senator John Fetterman, not exactly a hawk, said Trump was, quote, willing to do what's right and necessary to produce real peace in the region. Lindsey Graham, as you might expect, called it historic, urging God to bless the operation. Okay, Lindsey, whatever. That's the rare case where Fetterman and Lindsey Graham agree, and Massie is the odd man out. So Congress is now preparing to vote on a war powers resolution to block further strikes. Funny how they can't vote on the SAVE Act. They can't do this or that, but by golly, they're getting ready to vote on a war powers resolution to block further strikes to stop the president in the middle of a major military operation. These people are freaking nuts. They're nuts. There's one item that deserves probably more attention than it's getting. The International Atomic Energy Agency has urged restraint, specifically to avoid nuclear safety risks, while reporting that no radiological impact so far. They say they'll continue to monitor. Now, when the IAEA starts issuing nuclear safety warnings during active combat operations, that's not boilerplate language. That's a real concern that the strikes near or on Iranian nuclear-related facilities could cause some radiological contamination. There's no evidence of that, but it's something that we ought to watch. So the bottom line of where we stand right now, the operation's expanding. There's a second wave underway. Iran is retaliating broadly, but its missiles are being largely intercepted. The Arab states in the Gulf, all U.S. allies, are absorbing Iranian missile fire and calling it what it is, aggression. No Americans died yet. Khamenei's palace is in rubble, but his fate's unknown. Congress is about to have a very loud week. And somewhere in a bunker, a mountain redoubt, or maybe in a foreign country, the supreme leader of Iran is watching his 47 regime get dismantled from the air. Stay tuned, because the thing I want to talk about next, we have an announcement from one of the Arab states. I find it fascinating. That's next. Don't go away.
This month, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Ben Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G coverage. What? Franklin wasn't even a president. Hang on to those Benjamins. Dial #250, say micro, and save 50% off your first month. That's #250, micro, to switch to an American wireless company that's truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Get game day ready with Black Bear Diner. Their family meals to go make perfect party platters for your game day crowd. Choose a party favorite such as chicken strips or cheeseburger sliders, new for the big game. And add a platter of golden onion rings for just $10.99. Visit blackbeardiner.com to start your order. Look for family meals to go. Pre-order starting Thursday, February 4th. Black Bear Diner.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. So I want to read for you quickly. As I said, the Iranians are starting to hit some of their neighbors in the Middle East. This is a statement from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs for Qatar. Doha, February 28, 2026. The state of Qatar expresses its strong condemnation of the targeting of Qatari territory with Iranian ballistic missiles, considering that a flagrant violation of our national sovereignty, a direct infringement on our security and territorial integrity, and an unacceptable escalation that threatens the security and stability of the region. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs affirms that the state of Qatar reserves its full right to respond to this attack in accordance with the provisions of international law and in a manner proportionate to the nature of the aggression, in defense of its sovereignty and in protection of its security and national interests. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs stresses that the state of Qatar has been and continues to be among the foremost advocates of dialogue with the Islamic Republic of Iran, consistently calling for this approach as the optimal foundation for addressing differences and resolving disputes through peaceful means and for sparing the region the risks of escalation. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs affirms that the targeting of Qatari territory is inconsistent principles of good neighborliness and cannot be accepted under any pretext or any justification. However, the renewed targeting of our territory does not reflect good faith and threatens the foundations of understandings upon which bilateral relations between the two countries were based. Wow. That's a very large, very dangerous iceberg. Now, that's not just a diplomatic statement. We've begun major combat operations. Trump called it on Truth Social. Our objective is to defend the American people by eliminating the imminent threats from the Iranian regime. And Iran's response? Light up the entire Gulf. What the statement says on its face, Qatar's pissed off, reserves the right to respond, claims to advocate for dialogue. It's diplomatically measured, but the language, reserves its full right to respond, is the diplomatic equivalent of loading your weapon. What it doesn't say is the tell. Qatar conspicuously does not call for the withdrawal of U.S. forces. It does not blame the United States for triggering this. That is significant. Qatar hosts Al-Udeid Air Base, the single most critical U.S. air operations hub in the entire Middle East. Qatar can't afford to bite the hand that protects it, even while getting hit. Now, reports indicate that Iranian ballistic missile strikes successfully targeted and destroyed air defense radars in both Bahrain and Qatar. Al-Udeid Air Base had previously been struck in June of last year, during which it was conceded that Patriot systems were not fully successful. One Iranian missile impacted the base, destroying a radome valued at approximately $15 million. That was the warning shot. Today is the real thing. Now, our Army has heavily depleted its stockpiles of surface-to-air missiles for the Patriot system, which as of July of last year had fallen to just 25% of the volume deemed necessary by the Pentagon. Why? Because of the Biden-era donations to the Ukraine. Now, this has further limited the ability to sustain shootdowns of Iranian ballistic missiles against forward-positioned facilities like this base in Qatar. Now, let that sink in. 25% of the required missile defense inventory. That's not a hypothetical vulnerability. Iran's already mapped that out, tested it in June of 25, and now it's exploding up. The radar problem, that's catastrophic. A long-range early radar in northern Qatar was targeted by an Iranian missile. If that radar is degraded, the entire early warning chain for U.S. and Qatari air defense could be compromised because you can't intercept what you can't see incoming. Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, Jordan, and the UAE, each home to a U.S. base, have all confirmed that they have intercepted missiles from Iran. Bahrain confirmed a missile attack targeted the headquarters of our Navy's 5th Fleet in Manama. The 5th Fleet is what controls the Persian Gulf, the Red Sea, and approaches to the Strait of Hormuz. If it gets degraded, U.S. naval power projection and maritime security in the entire region becomes in question. Qatar Airways has confirmed suspension of all flights from Doha. Emiratis has suspended all flights indefinitely. The State Department has warned American citizens to shelter in place. What this means, command and control, The Al-Udeid Air Base is not just an air base. It's the forward headquarters of Air Force's Central Command. Strike packages for Iran originate and are coordinated from there. Iran knows this, which is why it's a priority target. Air superiority. With Qatar's airspace closed, radar systems potentially degraded, we lose some of our forward ISR, intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. We lose some of that capability at precisely the moment we need it the most. Naval power. So a degraded 5th Fleet headquarters in Bahrain, that affects the ability to keep the Strait of Hormuz open. 20% of global oil passes through that strait. Markets are going to notice. Like I said, go fill your car up. But here's the subtle but important diplomatic angle in the Qatar statement. Qatar expressed solidarity with Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, Jordan and Bahrain, and condemned violations of their communal total sovereignty. What's Qatar doing? Qatar is rallying the Gulf states around their shared grievances against Iran, not against us. That's incredibly good news for D.C. So the global Gulf cohesion, it's not fracturing toward the Iranians. Iran just attacked every single one of them. They just made a strategic blunder of historic proportions by firing on Qatar, Bahrain, the UAE, Kuwait, and Jordan simultaneously. Iran has now turned every Gulf Arab state into a motivated partner for our operations. And these are states that have historically tried to stay neutral. Qatar, which has been Iran's most vocal Gulf advocate for at least having a conversation, just got ballistic missiles fired at it. You don't come back from that diplomatically. So the operational challenge for the United States is real. Degraded radar, depleted Patriot interceptors, closed airspace, all that creates friction. But the political situation, that just shifted decisively in our favor across the entire Gulf. So if the Iranians thought they could deter U.S. action by threatening those states, it just unified them. The picture's going to change like that. It's going to bounce back and forth, back and forth. And meanwhile, all the hawks will scream a hallelujah chorus. All the dovenicks and all the peaceniks are going to scream, oh my gosh, they're wringing their hands. They're going to go crazy. And the Democrats in particular, do you really think they care about American interests or the global strategy going on here? Or are they only going to care about their domestic political advantage that they can take? Watch and listen to the Democrats, because what they will do, listen, I'm not making this partisan, but I'll guarantee to you they will make it partisan. Rather than rallying around our allies in the Gulf and rallying around our military, they're going to go after Donald Trump. Oh my gosh, he started World War III. And actually what he's done, he's brought the entire Middle East together against a unified enemy. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Are you ready to focus on you in 2026? Start today at loseweightnow.co. Because taking control of your health shouldn't feel complicated, intimidating, or out of reach. Right now, thousands of people are choosing a smarter path forward with Orderly Meds, where they get guided weight loss support that fits real life, not just perfect schedules. Visit loseweightnow.co, where you can complete your virtual session in minutes, not hours. The decision to say yes to taking care of yourself will fuel your motivation. At loseweightnow.co, you can explore treatment options that are discreetly delivered right to your door, so your journey stays private and on your terms. It is your decision, no one else's business. And with expert care guiding every step, you're never left guessing. You always know you're making a confident, informed choice for yourself. This is your moment to stop putting it off and start putting yourself first. Be your own champion. Learn more today at loseweightnow.co. That's loseweightnow.co. Powered by Orderly Meds. Individual results may vary. Visit loseweightnow.co for more information.
Come join us for a night of dinner and auction. Shasta County Republicans present Denim and Diamonds Fundraising Dinner, supporting Republican candidates at the county, state, and national level. Catered by Fat Daddy's Barbecue, fantastic prizes, guns, drawings, and games. Featured speaker to be announced Saturday, September 9th. Reading Senior Center doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at ShastaGOP.org or call 530-356-6429.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.